Life is full of noise. Tune out the noise and tune in something that truly matters. Vision Christian Radio is here to help you look to God daily. Uplifting music, engaging real-life stories, and biblical truth bring encouragement whenever you need it. Listen on DAB+, FM and AM, in the Vision app, or tell your smart speaker to play Vision Christian Radio.
A biblical perspective on life, culture and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
In the UK, there's been internal ructions at the BBC. Two BBC executives have stood down following a backlash that was triggered by allegedly intentionally editing footage that misrepresented Donald Trump. And there are some big developments. Donald Trump says he now has an obligation to sue the BBC for $1 billion over the doctored clip. Now, the clip was altered and edited in such a way as to suggest that he was implying that he was calling for an armed march. And it wasn't the only time this sort of misrepresentation had happened. A leaked internal memo outlined other alleged biases concerning US elections and gender reporting and Middle East coverage. Well, Christian commentator David Robertson has been thinking through the issues around what's going on in the UK. He's back with us and fresh back from the UK. David has a new podcast called Beauty for Ashes. He's also the minister at the Scots Kirk Presbyterian Church in Newcastle in New South Wales. He's back with us. Hey, David, a special welcome back to 2020.
Yeah, it's good to be back with you and good to be discussing what I think is a very important subject, although initially it might not appear to be that important to those of us here in Australia.
Yes, and just before we get into some of the nitty-gritty there, just back from the UK, condolences from me and all of us at Vision, but no doubt every listener, because you lost your mum and you'd been home for a funeral, so let me just pass on that. I know that listeners will be keeping you in their prayers. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Do people in the UK typically trust the BBC for accurate reporting? Let me start with that. You know, you spent a long time in the UK.
Yes. So, yes, I mean, the BBC is something that certainly my generation and others have grown up with. And it was generally seen to be as the most reliable source for information, and the BBC World Service and all the rest of it. However, things have changed enormously. And to let you know how much they've changed, I think your listeners would be interested to know that the BBC was initially really founded as a Christian organization, a Christian state organization. It started in 1927, and of course, you know, I always claim that the Scots are responsible for everything good. Well, Lord Reith was its founder, and he himself was the son of a Scottish Presbyterian minister. So you don't really get much better than that.
You can trace a lot of things back, can't you, to the Scots?
Yeah, you certainly can. You know, they have two mottos. One is "Nation shall speak peace unto nation," and that's from Isaiah and Micah in the Bible. But the other one, and I don't think a lot of people know this, is they have a motto whatsoever. And that's from Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." And even more, the BBC did not broadcast on a Sunday before 12:30 p.m. so that people could go to church without being staying at home and listening to the radio. I mean, so it really is quite incredible. I mean, Reith had a purpose that would fit very well with Vision Radio, and that is to inform, educate, and entertain from a Christian perspective. Now, I think that the BBC is a great example of what happens when you move from Christian foundations to where we're at just now. And it's not just the Donald Trump thing, the falsification. There's a report out, the Prescott report, which shows that on Gaza and on other issues, the BBC has been largely taken over by what I would call woke journalists. And I don't think I would ever accuse you of being that, Neil, but
But there are a lot of woke journalists around. You know,
there
I was.
Are, and you can't trust, you know, and you really genuinely know. Now I no longer trust the BBC, and there are many, many other people. And believe you me, that is an enormously sad thing, because the BBC has produced, continues to produce some great programs. But when it's no longer trustworthy, when it loses the trust of the nation, which I think it is doing, then it's a sad, sad day, I think, for the Western world.
You know,
that an organization which is based on Christian principles has now gone so far away from that, that I think that you could accuse them of going nearer to the opposite, the father of lies.
You reinforce something I picked up on my recent visit to the UK, and I visited our affiliate there, which is the UCB UK. It's the Christian broadcaster. And the CEO there told me about their challenges in getting support for Christian broadcasting, you know, from the Christian community right across the UK and supporting Christian radio. And he said something really interesting. It just reinforces what you've been saying. He said, there were people who said, we don't need Christian radio, we have the BBC. But things have changed, as you say. Things have changed. Come to this issue. Two executives, they stood down, acknowledged some mistakes with their editing. The issue was a panorama documentary TV series. And allegedly, misleading viewers when it edited a speech by Donald Trump, making it look like he was explicitly urging people to attack the US Capitol on the 6th of January 2021. Thoughts here on the big picture, David, because, you know, there's a lot of different dimensions to this, but what are your big picture thoughts around it?
So one of them is the reaction to it. So we live in a very polarized society. Now, I would say 25 years ago, most people would say this is a terrible thing that they have done when they've doctored a speech, made it say something that it wasn't saying. But now people are reacting according to their politics. So you get, for example, Ed Davey of the Liberal Democrats blaming Donald Trump, which I think is quite special to be able to do that. And I think that what's happening is that I find it really interesting that people who are more progressive stroke left wing are going mad saying, well, the BBC is biased. The BBC is not biased at all. It is perfectly fair. And you kind of go, yeah, you're the guys who are saying that, which kind of proves the point that, you know, it is, it has gone one particular direction. So I think the reactions to it are interesting. I think the fact that, I mean, I'm sorry, in a sense, the director resigned, and I think it was the chairwoman resigned. But I think the fact that we are not surprised that this organization took together two different bits, 58 minutes apart, spliced them together and made them sound as though it was one speech in a documentary that, by the way, was the week before the US election. And that could be counted, you know, in our government here in Australia, the government are saying we don't want foreign interference. Well, the BBC is the second most listened to news organization in America. And the week before the election, it was publicizing this lie, this false information. And to me, it really is quite horrendous that that could be done. It is even more horrendous that people are defending it.
Okay. Donald Trump, he responds on Truth Social, condemns the BBC executives as very dishonest people who tried to step on the scales of a presidential election. So he's called it out. But now he's taken another further step, suing for $1 billion, and your thoughts here, because principles matter, but I want to ask your dimensions here too, because oftentimes the capacity to be able to take a legal...
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.